Did that remind you of anything in particular while we were listening to it? Or did it sound totally foreign, as though those sort of things only went on whenever that was set many thousands of years ago? Sounds like today. Yes, I think a couple of people at least agreeing, probably many of the rest of you as well. There's some interesting sort of programs sometimes which I've had an occasion to watch. So I actually retired from full-time work at the end of September, so occasionally I've watched things like Rip Off Britain and other sorts of things when I've been not had anything else more useful to do. And certainly the same things do seem to go on as well. And our subject today is going to be money principally, although we can extend some of the principles to other things. So I wonder how you all feel about money. Is it just a thing? Is it a bit of a nuisance? Is it something you worry about? Is it something you like to collect? Nobody confessing to that last one. Can you think back when you were very young and when you got pocket money? Did you all get pocket money? Anyone didn't get pocket money? Didn't get pocket money? Okay. Right, well, I don't know whether we all feel we might all... She doesn't get pocket money. Okay. Well, for some of you who did get pocket money, do you remember how you actually used to spend it? Or did you save it? Who saved their pocket money? Yeah, a few people. Who spent it more or less as soon as they got it? Yeah, there's a few people doing that as well. This won't have any meaning to the younger people here, but when last time I remember getting pocket money, it was 2 shillings and 6p. That's 12.5p in modern money, and a packet of crisps costs 5p. And that's about 2p. And so I could buy, about sort of 5 or 6 packets of crisps with my pocket money, although I did sometimes save some of it. But how we manage money, is that important? Who thinks managing money is important? Anyone doesn't think managing money is important? Okay, so we all agree that managing money is quite important. And we're going to have, in a moment, another reading which is on the same sort of topic about how somebody managed something, but from a slightly different point of view. But I think we need to think about what we consider money to be there for. It's been around for a long time, hasn't it? I mean, it's sort of, we go back to that type of time there where they had scales and so on, but even in Jesus' time they had money, they had coins, and it was just a means of actually exchanging goods. And so money has value, but of course it only has value while we're here. It doesn't have value once we die, because after we die it goes to somebody else. So this morning I think we want to think about what we actually do with our money, how we manage it, what we spend it on. Who does a budget of some kind for their money? Just a couple of people. Okay, well that's quite interesting. I have to say, I think it's probably quite a good idea to do a budget for your money, because then you know what you're actually spending it on. And you know whether there's going to be any problem at the end of the day as well. Sometimes it can be a little intimidating to do something like that, but I think it does actually help us. Anyway, we'll return to what the Bible has to say about money, or about this particular unjust steward now. And we're going to hear this reading from Luke chapter 16, and we're going to read the first 18 verses. Thank you.